Hi, this is How to Ideal. Each week we bring you an antipasto platter of chats, advice, lols, stories, games, and sun-dried tomato. I'm Jade.
And I'm Ella. Let's kick this in the dick.
Yeah.
Lol, that was just a bit of me being a bit silly, because sometimes I can be a duffer.
Be a bit of a goose. How the bloody hell are you? Should we start?
Yeah.
Okay. how are you?
Do you want to start?
Yeah.
How am I? I am really good today. Yeah. I washed my hair for the first time
in
like...
bloody good.
Ooh, I'm going to say 2 weeks. And you know what? Some people might say, hey, gross, and I'm saying, hey. Water conservation.
Yeah.
Suck my non-existent dick.
All about that, yeah. Well, I didn't wash my hair for, I think, over a year. And I just started.
Try what?
Yeah, I didn't wash it
for a year. Oh, you mean like shampoo and conditioner, like water. I'm sorry.
I still use water. I still like rinsed it once a week.
Yeah.
But I've just started washing it again. And I feel really disappointed with myself. Like, I wanted to keep... But I was doing it wrong and I wasn't... Whatever.
No, look, people need to know this. Your products, some of them are completely unnecessary. The majority of them are filled with poison. Women, don't buy into the fact that you need, like, this makeup and this thing and this and that to make yourself look and feel good. Like, fuck, your deodorants have poison in them. Like, find another alternative. Your shampoos have sulfates. Like, just...
Yeah, it's all fine.
Read the bottle.
Yeah. The reason that I stopped washing my hair is because I was reading that, like, yeah, it, like, everything has chemicals in it and, like, fucked. But the shower is one of the worst places for you to apply chemicals to your body because, like, it's hot and so your pores are open. So, like, you're literally slathering this thing on your head. And if you look at the ingredients, oh, it's scary and horrifying.
Absolutely.
Sorry, here we are talking about bloody shampoo and conditioner when we're sitting here in the birdcage.
I know!
At the Melbourne Cup, guys.
Melbourne Cup, we've been invited along to sit in the birdcage today because we've been invited to do announcements, race announcements.
Race announcements, that's right.
So the second last two races before the actual cup race, Jade and I get to do one each, so we're
assuming
really excited.
That there are races before the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, that is...
We think that's how it works.
Yeah, we're hoping that this isn't a prank.
Guys, we're just getting so bloody wasted here in the birdcage.
Absolutely.
Just sipping on that champers.
Watching, people fall over, that's a really fun game.
Who's gone ass up? So far.
Gina Reinhart hit the deck so hard before. It was
Gina's
amazing.
Here?
Oh, Gina's embarrassing.
Yeah.
She's like that weird auntie that like does all the weird shit at like your 21st and you're like, please stop it. And she's like, no, I'm a cool auntie.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off, Gina.
Yeah.
Go fall down a coal mine.
I was gonna say she always gives me coal.
She's like a Santa, like an anti-Santa.
Yeah, anti-Santa platter.
Anti-Santa Gina Reinhart.
Anti-Santa.
Garçon, can I please get some, what have they got going around? Frittata?
Yeah, I saw a frittata. I saw a chicken
thing. Thank you. This looks really good. I'm just excited for the food.
Yeah. Honestly. I'm here for the food, stay for the houses.
That's it. Well.
How do you feel about the race that stops the nation?
I feel like it's a waste of my time.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was so low and heavy, but, like, just a truth bomb, guys, like, horses fall over and hurt themselves, and they don't make it out alive.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked. It took me a while to, like, I didn't know that for a long time.
Yeah.
And
also, it's essentially just, like, any sort of gambling website's wet dream. Mm. Like, don't even waste your money, like, fucking donate it elsewhere.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're whores for the system because we're here to do some race announcements. Yeah.
Woo, woo. Yeah. I don't know. It makes me feel uncomfortable. Just any form of like animal entertainment. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What? I don't know.
If
you
want to
race, I get
that
there's like other people involved and it's like, oh, and you know, I don't know. Yeah. It just makes me feel a bit uncomfortable. But look, like I said, totally stoked to be here.
How entertaining would it be as well if, like, we just get rid of the horses? Like, see guys, like, go run around in a paddock. Yeah. So exciting. If it was just the jockeys on foot, like, that would be, like, imagine
walking,
them
like
sprinting.
The Olympics.
Yeah, but, like, they still wear all their jockey, like, shiny outfit.
Okay.
And they just have to bolt.
Like, are they good runners?
Well...
Or are they...
I don't know.
Are these people, like, to enter into this new race that you speak of,
mm-hmm.
do you have to be a good runner or do you have to be... Or are you just, like, a jockey?
I feel like we just keep, like, the tradition of having a jockey. Yeah. And they can just run themselves. Like, I've, you know, it's just... It's nicer. Like, if you want to bet on something... I mean, I don't support gambling in any way, but, like... Gamble on a sport that has humans in it, like, instead of animals
Like sport.
Yeah, or, you know, animals that aren't, like, whipped and trained since the day they were born to fucking run fast and be shot full of drugs.
Yeah.
And, actually, you were telling me a story the other day about...
Well, I don't know, like, I don't have evidence of
it.
Can
you just say what you heard?
Yeah, well, like, so I used to date a guy that I think I'm not sure, his dad had something to do with horses. I can't remember if he was like a trainer or like an owner of horses or something to do with horses.
Mm.
There were horses there. And his mum was saying that before a race, and he is probably not talking about the Melbourne Cup or whatever, maybe just like country racing. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure, but... Before races, they, like, pump the horses full of, like amphetamines sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you know, I thought that would be illegal. And she's like, yeah, it is, but, they still do it.
Mm.
And she was saying, like, it's fucked because they sort of, pump them full of, like, amphetamines. And it makes me feel sick to talk about it, but, like, their eyes go really big and they're just fucking charging.
Yeah.
And so then they race, like, they're however many metres.
Mm.
And then... They're just, like, they've got so much energy and whatever. And I don't know. I just can't. Yeah.
Well, I know how I feel when I have amphetamines. Fuck. Like, it'd be like, oh, have this one. And then in, like, 5 minutes, you've got a calm right down.
Yeah, yeah. exactly. Yeah.
And my heart's about to explode.
Yeah.
If someone told me to run really fast when I was on amphetamines, I don't know how that would go. Like, my heart might actually explode.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think, I don't know, is that a thing? Like,
They're probably having heart attacks.
Do horses have heart attacks?
I know that in Australia, in, like, the whole racing industry, the stats are now every third race a horse dies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, not some die on the track, some are injured and then are shot.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, there's actual stats. They're the stats at the moment.
Really? Yeah. Okay. So, one horse every three races. Yeah. Okay.
So, that's by averages, obviously. Yeah. Not by, like, yeah.
Actuality. Mm. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Well, not cool. That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, but, like, we're here, and we're probably just going to break it down from the inside, actually.
Break it down from the inside?
Yeah, well, considering we're here at the birdcage, maybe I should just go around and start, like, sabotaging things.
Yeah, okay.
I might just go pull
take it
some...
down.
Give me a second. I'm just going to go pull some, like, marquee tent pegs out. I'll be back in a second.
Okay. she's actually doing it. Is it the
Fuck
Emirates?
The system! Fuck the system! All right.
Is it the Emirates?
Yeah, I just pulled down the Emirates tent.
Oh!
The entire thing came down. Everyone looks like little worms underneath the ground, running around under the tent. They're so freaked out.
Good, good. Speaking of Emirates and... No, sorry. Horrible segue. I was just going to say, like, celebrities, horses, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a really exciting interview coming up.
Oh, wait, what? What have you got us?
Oh, this is really awkward, actually. I've set up an interview with Beck Cartwright Hewitt.
Are you serious? I'm so excited to do that.
Yeah, but I have to go and meet her over in the other VIP tent.
Oh, fuck.
And I only got one, like...
One pass
out.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I know you love Beck's work, and I'll tell her...
All seats taken.
Exactly, yeah. They are. All seats are taken, actually. That's
right.
Why you can't
come. That's a perfect, yeah. Okay. Well, no, that's
so
fine.
So I'm sorry, but, you know, I'll tell her that you're a fan.
Yeah, and I really like the platters here in the birdcage anyway.
That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought.
Well,
I thought,
while I'm talking about it, garçon! Champagne. Do you want champagne?
I'd love a champagne.
Two champagnes, and what's on that platter there? Oh, what's croquembouche?
Those, like, profiteroles. Choux pastry with custard inside.
Oh, yeah, we'll have two of those too. Thank you. So you're doing that. Well,
yeah, I'm going to do that. That's a little bit later, I think. Cool. Oh, should we do some warm-ups and like really get into podcast?
I mean, as if we're not already sticking out like a sore thumb with all our equipment in the middle of
I know. So we've got like, we've obviously got our like really expensive, very high tech podcast recording equipment. That's sort of like set up here. We've got boom mics. We've got TV monitors because this is obviously going out live.
To the people.
Mm-hmm. And all that other fancy equipment.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So let's warm it up. Let's get this. Okay.
Do you want to try and get? Sorry, I've got to find my words because I.
We're word association.
Dizan.
We've both written five words for each other to bloody yes.
Get the brain. Oh, not yes. Hang on.
Word association.
Get your gutter. No. Get your brain. Fuck. I can't say it.
Get your brain out of the gutter and get it into.
How the bloody hell are
you? How the bloody hell are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Are you going first?
I'll read you mine first. You reds?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Ham.
Bacon.
Egg.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Lentils.
Tomato base.
Italian.
Pizza base.
Mario.
Good one.
Nice.
Good one.
Yeah.
Because my first word that I wrote down was egg.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to just write down what's on an Aussie pizza.
Nice.
Did you get that?
Aussie. Oi, oi, delicious.
Yeah.
Fucking yes. I did not pick up on that. No.
You didn't? Okay. That's a little, yeah.
Too busy screaming lentils. All right, yeah. Jade, your five words are number one, bruise.
Foot.
Ooh, bruise foot. Number two, junkyard.
Tip.
Number three, dolphin.
Fish.
Number four, sloth.
Scary.
Number five, Jupiter.
Mars.
Cool. Boys are from Mars. Girls are from Venus. Because we don't have a penis. I don't reckon that's actually a rhyme.
Like girls are from... I know that, like, boys are from Jupiter to get more...
Jupiter.
Boys are sent to Jupiter to get more stupider or something.
Which is an oxymoron.
Yes.
Because stupider.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
I don't know. No, it's not. No. No, absolutely not.
Cool. So you've got the interview with Beck. We're doing
race announcements. Announcements.
Later.
What's, hang on. How are you, Ella? How are you dealing with life ATM?
ATM. Well, I've had an epiphany.
Yeah?
Ah.
Pray tell.
I deleted Tinder and OkCupid.
Bulldust.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I went on a pretty like shocking roller coaster in the past like 2 weeks of.
Okay.
Actually, it wasn't. It was just like the last weekend of like dating this person where we were both on two very different wavelengths.
Yeah.
And I just ended up like freaking out and being like, "Hey, how about I just stop this right now?
Yeah.
Stop right now. Thank you very much.
Mm.
I need somebody who's going to respect my boundaries. Bye." I'm in healing mode at the moment.
Yeah.
Not because I'm sad, but because I'm taking the time to be properly single and like, what do you call it? Celibate? No. What's the word where you don't have sex?
Yeah, celibate.
Yeah.
Single and not ready to mingle.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good epiphany to have.
Well, it's... Very. This is the behind the scenes of that thought pattern. That sometimes people fill the gap, their hole in their own heart with other people.
Mm.
Or like they can't stand their own company. So they have other people around them, and often that's, like, a partner or, like, a sex buddy or something.
Yeah.
Just being really aware of that, and, like, if I can be completely cool on my own, I'll be like, I know how to, like, I know it's time for me to venture out, and, like...
Totally. Yeah. I think that's, like, number one, like, you have to be, I guess, you know, that's the classic tale, and it's where everyone says, like, you have to be okay with yourself and you have to love yourself before you can, like, give any energy or any love into anyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's a really good... I mean, like, I'm sorry if it was, like, a hard realisation, but that's a really good realisation to have.
Yeah.
So I think that can only be positive.
Oh, absolutely. And I woke up, like, this morning with, you know, just happy as Larry.
Yeah.
Not only, yeah, had I woken up and remembered that I made peanut butter cookies.
What? Why didn't you... You didn't mention this to me at all.
No, I got home last night and just made peanut butter cookies.
From scratch?
Yeah, from scratch, which was so strange.
What the fuck?
I know. Jade's, like, actually gobsmacked because I don't bake anything.
I'm gobsmacked because you didn't bring any.
I ate them all. Yeah, I woke up and had them for breakfast.
Okay, yeah, it's fine. I've eaten so much disgusting food today that I don't want to talk about it.
Thou shalt not judge.
Yeah.
Don't throw stones in glass houses.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Those in glass houses shouldn't throw glasses.
No way. Put those down. They're Prada. Hey, hey, they were 800. Hey, are they Gina Reinhart's? Put the... What? Who are the children in here? Fucking hell.
Are there not allowed to be children in
the birdcage? No.
Why is it called a birdcage? Do we know that?
Do we want to flag somebody down and ask them? Hello. Hi, Gina. Do you know why they call it the birdcage? Because, what? Well, she just told me to fuck off. I'll try with someone else. Hold on. Excuse me, sir. Garçon. Yes. The birdcage. Why is that? Why... Because the bird, because get a few birds, like women.
Ah, yeah. Interesting. Is that real?
I'm not sure.
Real or fake?
He does look a bit dodgy.
Mm.
I think he's actually a spy. I'm not sure he's a caterer. Okay,
yeah.
Keep an eye on him.
I will, indeed.
We have some pretty, there's some VIPs in here. There's probably some fucking assassins trying to take out the Cartwright family.
Yeah, oh shit.
Cartwright Hewitt.
Not before I interview her, I hope. Imagine if I got the last interview with Beck Cartwright Hewitt. Is it Beck Cartwright Hewitt?
Yeah.
Or is it Beck Cartwright or is it Beck Hewitt?
I think she's Beck Hewitt.
Is it Beck Hewitt knee Cartwright?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I better write that down.
Write that down. And you know what? How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. I watched a movie this morning, actually. Mm-hmm. Rosemary's Baby.
Ooh, what is that?
It's good. It's a bit of a classic. I'm trying to watch... do you know, like, Criterion Collection?
No. What's that?
I don't know.
I just keep saying no. What's that?
Kind of like, sorry, I had to move. Sort of like, I think it's like a company that kind of, they get old movies and, like, re-release them.
Oh, okay, cool.
Sort of thing, but, like, old classic good movies and, like, all Criterion Collection movies are, like, films, I would say, actually.
Films.
Yeah. They're all, like... You know, like really dece.
Yeah.
So I watched one the other night, 12 Angry Men.
Okay.
Also really good.
Yeah.
No?
No, you know me.
They're like wanky films, but they're really good.
Yeah, you know me. I'm watching like Spooky Buddies.
Spooky Buddies.
Witch Ditch Bitch.
Trip or Wilderness Retreat.
I've been cast in that.
Really?
Someone heard me pitch it last week. Yeah, they're going around here somewhere. One of the rich bloody... horse trainers.
So
you're good.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good. I'm excited to be at the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, alright, that's good.
Yeah, that's me. On a platter.
That's you. Speaking of platters, Garçon, may I please have... What's Gina holding? What? I want one of those. It's just a triangle sandwich. I thought it was something more fancy.
Yeah.
What is it? Ham and cheese, you're on. Oh, you're vegetarian.
No.
Have you got any ones that don't have egg and lettuce? Are you good with egg?
I'm trying to be vegan.
Fuck. Do you have any water? They have water.
Water would be lovely.
Okay, cool. Grab your water. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, you know what? I'm just going to, like, run out and grab some stuff.
Yeah, cool. Well, it's actually... I should probably go as well, and I've got to go interview Beck. I'm going to take the recording equipment, though.
Oh, yeah, that's totally fine. Actually, yeah, you do that.
I'll see you later. I'll see you later.
Cool. I'm just going to go talk to Gina. All right. Yeah, have a good interview.
Thank you. Okay, guys, so we're here. We're in the other VIP room that everyone talks about, VIP room. And I'm here with Beck Hewitt Cartwright. Beck, how are you going?
Hi, I'm really good. Thank you. How are you, Jade?
I'm really good. Now, is it Beck Cartwright Hewitt? Is it Beck Hewitt? Is it Beck Hewitt Cartwright? Is it Beck Hewitt knee cut, right?
Yeah, so that's a little bit of a pickle. People find it really difficult to actually, like, what was I? Because I was, like, Bec Carrite, and then I was, like, I married Hewitt. But you know what? Like, I don't really mind. Like, I love my husband a lot, and I would, like, you know, taking Hewitt on is a really cool, like, last name. And, like, maybe it's a little bit more famous than me, so, like, yeah, maybe just go with, like, Bec Hewitt.
Bec Hewitt?
Yeah.
Well, it's really, I mean, it's lovely to meet you, Bec.
Thank you. It's really lovely to meet you, too.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Love your dress, Bec.
Yeah, it's lovely. Really, thank you.
Who are you shagging?
Oh, yeah, just my, only my hubby at the mo. You know, I don't even have enough time. We've got, like, 7 kids now.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. Mm. No, there's, well, at least.
What are some of their names? Not all of them. I don't have enough time, sorry.
Yeah, there's Charles.
Yeah.
There's Dickens. There's, Harris.
And you seem to be just, like, reading the books that I've got behind me.
I'm sorry. I get so distracted sometimes. I've been getting peroxided on my hair for so long that it's eaten half my hair to my brain away.
Okay.
The children's names. Okay, there's Jupiter, Saturn, there's Uranus.
Yeah, I feel like they're just planets, but
okay.
Anyway, like that's great.
Sorry, I can be a bit spacey.
Yeah.
Oh, I made a joke. Oh, isn't that fun?
I thought.
Layden, I made a really good joke. Yeah. No, okay, sorry, I just had to tap my hubby, yeah.
Gee, okay, so is your foster mum, Irene, from Home and Away here tonight?
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, love Irene. She is. She was in the birdcage before. I didn't see her, no. Oh, I wonder where she's gone. Mm. She's, like, best mates with Gina Reinhart.
Oh, okay, I did see Gina. Yeah, I did see Gina.
They're kicking around. They're both, like, you know, Aussie battlers, so yeah, that's totally. They've got that in common.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how is Layden, and can you tell me anything about his tennis career or tennis in general?
Yeah, so Layden has been, like, a little bit sick at the moment. He's got some cold sores, which is, like, a little bit weird because, like, I don't have cold sores. I don't know if he's been, like, passion a nanny or something. I don't know. I shouldn't think that way. But I am always really busy with, like, our 10 kids.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Look, tennis.
If I know anything about cold sores, I think they can lay dormant for years. So maybe he's had them, you know, all along.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I probably should have done, like, a Google or something. Tennis. Well, yeah, I know that, like, Layden's really good at it, and I like to sit and watch it. That's probably my favourite thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. That's really good.
Yeah, there's, like, rackets and a court, and we just, like, fly everywhere, and, like, Layden just plays it everywhere.
Is it Layden or Layton?
Yeah, it's Layton. But my pet name for him is Layton. It's just something we have, like, a special little thing.
Is that your little thing? That's so adorable. Who are you here with, BT Dubs?
So I came with Irene and Gina.
Yeah.
Because Layton, my little Layton, he had to come heaps early with the nanny.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I didn't even question it. He was just like, I'm taking Shirley in the limo.
Shirley.
You can go with Gina and Irene.
Yeah.
I didn't even question it. But, yeah, I'm there with those girls. Except for, you know, they don't have the status that I have.
Oh,
so that's
right.
Why they're not in, like, VIP.
Oh, VIP. Is that what this is called?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
You can say, like, VIP.
VIP.
You've got a really good singing voice. Have you trained in singing before?
No, but, I've got to wrap this interview up. But, speaking of singing, your song All Seats Taken is my friend Ella's, one of her absolute favourites.
That's
She actually couldn't come. She's talking to Gina.
Oh,
and Irene in the beard cage. Yeah.
I might go and see him later.
Please.
I'll go see her. Yeah. What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
All seats taken. That's just a little bit,
I was wondering, can we expect to hear anything from you in the near odd future?
Well, I don't want to put anything in stone, but I like to just write ditties all the time.
Okay,
like,
could you give me one now?
Well, just, okay.
Like, this is a bit of an exclusive for our listeners. Yeah,
it's exclusive. So, okay, I just do it, like, while I'm doing things around the house.
Yeah.
So I've got one that goes, I'm packing the dishwasher, all the forks and spoons. So that's it.
Is that... Sounds familiar. Do you have another one?
Okay, sometimes when I'm, like, cleaning the kids' room, I'm like...
Sorry, that person's, like, outfit was hilarious.
Continue. That was hilarious. Yeah. Someone just walked past in, like, a duck costume.
Oh,
okay,
dear.
Sometimes when I'm cleaning the kids' rooms, I'm like... Tear... Sometimes when I'm cleaning the kids' rooms,
yeah.
I'll just like grab, I'll be like, Teddy's and the Barbie's here, find him in
the house. I really want you to get this out there because yeah. It's glossy and
it's just, you know, yeah, so sometimes when I'm cleaning up the kids' room, I'll be like, Teddy's and the Barbie's here, put him in the door. Okay, wait, okay.
But look.
Last one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes when I'm cleaning the kids' room, I'm like, I make up like little ditties. So I'll be like, this is one of my favourites at the moment. Teddy's and the Barbies, yeah, put me in the toy box. Why are you laughing at me?
I'm sorry. I can't help but think, I mean, it's really similar to All Seats Taken.
Okay, Teddy's and...
I know that it's different words.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, just the tune sounds really similar.
I thought that's how songs worked.
I guess, no.
Just check, no? Okay, so not you don't really. Just change the words. Oh, you know, I've got to go, Jay.
Yeah, look, so do I. I've got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. My friend Ella is going to be so disappointed. Please come over and say hello to us when we're in the beer cage.
I will. I'll just, like, walk and, like, sing my way out if you don't mind.
Yeah, please.
At the Melbourne Cup and I'm doing all the interviews.
All right, guys, that was our chat with Beck Cartwright. I mean, Beck Hewitt, knee cut,
right? Hey, are you done with the Beck interview?
Yes, I am.
How did it go?
It was pretty funny, Ella.
Really? Oh, she's fuck, I missed it.
I got a sclusy from her.
What was it?
Well, she sang me two new songs, but it was,
fuck off.
I couldn't stop laughing because they sound exactly the same as a All Seats Taken song.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And she the poor girl didn't. She thinks that's how you do
understand.
Songs.
I understand. I suppose, like, people used to write songs for, like... She didn't make her own music.
Did she not write All Seats Taken? I should have asked her that.
I don't think so, yeah. She gave me some saw her walk past...
I told her to come say hello.
Oh, yeah, cool. I'll talk to her later. Sick. Well, that's so great.
Have we got two games? Or no?
We've got our race announcements.
And
then I've got a game for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Game for Jade. So I'm not sure what was on the roster first. Did I have a race announcement first?
Oh, yeah.
Did you? Oh, is mine? Yeah. Okay, so we've both gotten scripts for the way we have to read them.
Yeah.
Sorry, my voice is changing into somebody that I don't remember.
Oh, really?
I feel like I was stuck in a character or something. Oh, okay, that was right. Weird.
That's weird.
Anyway, so we are... So I've gotten these scripts
For our race.
Except for the one thing that did happen as I was walking back into the tent with our scripts, I bumped into a guy that was holding like a massive pile of paper and it all just flew up into the air and it went everywhere and I was like scrambling and I grabbed things.
I saw you scrambling.
Yeah.
I did that thing where like, you know, something like that happens, and I was kind of like, if I just keep walking and pretend that I didn't see that, I don't have to go and help her.
Oh, good one. Anyway, so I've got these scripts, and I just hope that they're the race announcements. I'm not sure. Oh,
well, they better be, like, this is important. This is the Melbourne...
Yeah.
This is the race that stops their nation, okay?
Yeah. I mean, we're not reading the Melbourne Cup, but it's still pretty important.
It's one of the races that stops the nation.
All right. Well, I'm due to do my race announcement in, like, 30 seconds.
Go for it.
So
thanks. Yeah.
All right. Guys, I'm really nervous because I'm not entirely sure How? Okay, ready. All right. Oh my God, they're about to race. Okay. Shower curtain. Constant moisture and poor ventilation make the shower curtain prime candidate for the mold. Whether it is the plastic or the nylon, wash the curtain in the washing machine on a cool cycle once a fortnight to prevent further mildew, and add a drop of clove oil to rinse the water. And here comes washing time. That was a good race.
That's really good.
Thank you. Quiet. So I think that's like, it did sound a bit weird, but it's fine because like horses have weird names.
I know nothing about horse racing. I guess that's your right.
So the next race is lining up. So. Are you ready? Are you nervous?
I'm really nervous.
Yeah.
I'm really nervous, but, who won that race?
I think it was, shower curtain.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
All right, are you ready for me to do mine?
Well, are they ready? And
rots of milk in the sun, the time it takes will vary. Then place the milk solids on the stain, and with your hand gently rub the solids in a circle over the stain. As the area dries, you will see the ink start to rise up through the milk solids.
Woo! What a good race!
Thank
good
you.
Race announcement.
Thank you.
So milk solids won that one.
Yeah. A stain, a close second.
Look, if I was into horse racing, I would have probably put bets on shower curtain and milk solids.
Yeah, for sure. I was looking up horse racing terms the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to be, you know, like, up with the lingo for today.
Yeah.
What did I learn? Something on the nose, say, I think you can, like, $25 on the nose. And I think that means that you're placing a bet, but only for it to win.
Oh, so it's sense. Not like, for some reason I went straight to, like, the horse wins, but just by a nose.
Yeah, no, well, I'm pretty sure it's what I said. I'm not sure.
I like that.
Yeah.
Just before we get into this game, I need some sustenance. Garçon. I'm going to go with some Savvy B.
Savvy B? Yes, please.
All right, some Savvy B, please. And some, I don't know, let's see what platters are going about. They've got tiramisus, but little tiny tiramisus. All right, we'll have... Three of those.
We'll have four of those.
So Jade, are you prepared for a game?
Yes I am.
So we have a game.
Yeah.
A game. Well, I've made the game, the challenge this time, but we've both decided on a name and a theme song.
Yeah, because I think last week I was like, I told you that you can edit in a name and stuff, and then Plum forgot about it.
Well, no, I said I will not be doing that.
And that. But, so guys, this game is called Real or Fake, and we even have a theme song.
You guys
should
ready?
We cue it up? Should we cue
okay,
up the theme
yeah,
song?
Get the tracks. I'm just going to load this and check the levels.
Yeah, I'll just try and find the vinyl.
Yeah, no, yeah, and I'll just know. Make sure. Guys, a bit of shush bird cage, guys. Because we're just going to just do a... Yeah, okay, thing. Okay, I reckon we're good. Okay, all let's right. Count it in. Three, two, one. Real or fake? You'll never guess it, real or fake? Because we're trying to miss it, real or fake? Is it real or real? You can't work it out. Is it real or fake? So, today's episode of Real or Fake
yeah.
is proudly brought to you by Fly Emirates. Not really. So I've made up a game,
yeah.
And so I've been walking around the stables, and I've been asking, what's the name of this horse? And people have been telling me, and then I wrote that down.
Okay.
Then I made up some names of my own crazy little mind,
mm-hmm.
and you have to guess which one's real or which one's fake. Are you ready, Jade?
I'm ready.
Okay. Numero uno.
Yeah.
Snow Sky.
Mm-hmm. Real.
Correct.
I didn't want to offend you, but I was going to be like, that's the most boring name I've ever heard. It has to be real.
I'm just looking for a pen so I can mark if you're right or wrong.
Oh, sure, I have it.
Okay. I've got one. Okay, so that's a correct amundo. Baker's dozen.
Fake.
I'm going to really try to not give it away with my face.
Yeah. No, you didn't, Ben. You're pretty straight face.
Okay. Yeah. Fame game.
Fame game. Fame game.
Fame game.
Fame game. fake.
No, that's a real horse name.
Okay.
Gust of wind.
Gust of wind. Fake.
No, that's real.
Oh, no. Are these from this year's Melbourne Cup?
This is from the race that stops the nation that's happening right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Big banana.
Fake.
Yeah. Sky Dreamer.
Real.
No, that's false. Oh. Max Dynamite.
Fake.
No, that's true.
Oh, fuck. I'm so bad at this.
Who shot the sheriff?
Bob Marley. I mean, fake.
Yes, correct. It's like fake, like incorrect, correct. Anyway.
Yeah.
Trip to Paris.
Real.
Yes. Sky Hunter.
Real.
Yes. Gone with the Wind.
Fake.
Yes. Bondi Beach.
Fake.
No, that's real.
What?
Yeah.
Far out.
Big Orange.
Fake.
No, that's real.
Oh, no.
Cat's Pajamas.
Real. I mean, fake.
Yeah, that's fake.
Yeah.
And Gary's Blessing.
Fake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can I put $25 each way? Can I put... Sorry, this is such a loser. Can I put $1,000 each way on Gary's Blessing, please?
I was like, what would you be to your dad?
My dad's called Gary, for those of you playing
okay,
at home.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, out of for 15, dying. No, yeah. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You got 12 out of 15.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
Yeah.
I thought I got them all wrong.
Oh my God, you did really well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey guys, it's Ella in editing here. I just realised that I can't count. Jade actually got 8 out of 15, but don't tell her that. Okay, back to the pod.
I've got you.
And here comes Snow Sky, followed quickly by Baker's Dozen. Fame Game brings up the real and in by a hair of a whisker of a dog's face. His gust of wind jumping around is Big Banana, and jumping backwards is Sky Dreamer, and galloping around the bend is Max Dynamite. Who did shoot the sheriff? Well, it was Trip to Paris as Sky Hunter barges down the rear with Gone with the Wind, Gone in the Wind, Bondi Beach laying down, Big Orange, Tasty as Catch Pajamas, around the end, and the winner is Gary's Blessing.
So good.
Thank you.
I was gonna, like, but there was no gap for me to, like, cut in, but I wanted to be like, can you make Gary's Blessing win?
Yeah. I knew. I vibed. I got it.
I put $1,000 each way on him. So.
Yeah.
And that's really good.
Yeah, so that's the game. So
I really like real or fake.
Real or fake. You did really well.
Yeah, thank you. You did really well. Oh, it's real or fake.
So good.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's about all. Let me find my...
your little notes page.
My notes
Your little
page.
Notes.
Ooh.
Yeah, Melbourne Cup. Did we talk? Yeah.
There's a question here.
Oh no, we've forgotten.
There's a question on our notepad.
Oh no.
And it just says, ciders make me poo my pants. How do I deal?
Oh.
So. Okay.
Well, can I just quickly say, it doesn't specify what cider, but I'm guessing she pear.
Yeah.
Because pear.
Yeah.
Pear give.
Okay, I tell you what.
Pear dad.
Yeah, so there's a old rhyme that you say before you order. So you're like, apple cider, yeah, get it in cider. Pear, nah, stains on the underwear.
Is so that like...
That's like a traditional like 1800s
thing. Well, it's brilliant.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah. I think that was...
Yeah, pear's horrible. It will make you do poos in your pants.
Yeah.
I don't really know the point of...
Well, yeah.
How
do I deal?
Pear gives me the runs. How do I deal? I guess I'd take out a spare pair of knickers if you're going to drink it. Or girl or boy, drink some nails.
Yeah, just drink something else. It's probably even like if you have to have cider, have apple.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But yeah, like... That's about how you deal with that.
Yeah.
Just switch your drinks.
Switch
you
your drinks.
Fucking moron, don't waste me fucking time. Stone the crows.
Stone the crows.
Irene.
Yeah, I'll Beck. Oh, fuck it.
Where is she?
I'm not sure.
Oh, Beck! Hi, I missed you before with the thing.
Yeah, it's really sad to miss you. I heard that you liked the seats that were taken. It was so sweet.
Wow, Becca doesn't bring much to the table, does she?
No, yeah.
She's just a pretty
one
face.
Of the more difficult interviews I've done.
Yeah, wow.
But no, she was great.
Wow. All right, well, I think that about wraps us up at the Melbourne Cup 2015 from the Birdcage.
Birdcage.
Sorry if you could hear lots of noise then. I just decided to juggle about seven pens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, signing off from the Birdcage, thanks to Gina Reinhart, the Melbourne Cup.
Thanks to our sponsor, Emirates.
And thanks to Beck Cartwright.
Yeah, thanks to Beck Cartwright. Thanks to you, Ella.
Thank you. Thank you to you, Jay. And I just want to thank God and my family.
I'd like to thank God as well.
Come on, I've saddled...
Improv.
I've saddled Gary's blessing up. Let's get out of here.
I'd like to thank Gary's blessing.
Come on. Galloping noise. I said galloping noise.
All right, I'm starving. I haven't been eating these little, like, thing on. Let's go. Let's bounce.
Let's get out of here.
Scratch you guys. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
So, how do I get in contact with those How Do I Deal girls?
You can email us at howdoidealpodcast@gmail.com or like our Facebook page, How Do I Deal Podcast.
Also, get onto the iTunes and give us 5 stars. Also, subscribe. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.